Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 30. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. The sayings of Agah son of Jakeh contain this message. I am weary, O God. I am weary and worn out, O God. I am too stupid to be human, and I lack common sense. I have not mastered human wisdom, nor do I know the Holy One. Who but God goes up to heaven and comes back down? Who holds the wind in his fists? Who wraps up the oceans in his cloak? Who has created the whole wide world? What is his name, and his son's name? Tell me if you know. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who come to him for protection. Do not add to his words, or he may rebuke you and expose you as a liar. O God, I beg two favors from you. Let me have them before I die. First, help me never to tell a lie. Second, give me either poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs. For if I grow rich, I may deny you and say, Who is the Lord? And if I am too poor, I may steal and thus insult God's holy name. Never slander a worker to the employer, or the person will curse you, and you will pay for it. Some people curse their father, and do not thank their mother. They are pure in their own eyes, but they are filthy and unwashed. They look proudly around, casting disdainful glances. They have teeth like swords and fangs like knives. They devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humanity. The leech has two suckers that cry out, More, more! There are three things that are never satisfied, no, for that never say, Enough! The grave, the barren womb, the thirsty desert, the blazing fire. The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures. There are three things that amaze me, no, four things that I don't understand. How an eagle glides through the sky, how a snake slithers on a rock, how a ship navigates the ocean, how a man loves a woman. An adulterous woman consumes a man, then wipes her mouth and says, What's wrong with that? There are three things that make the earth tremble. No, for it cannot endure. A slave who becomes a king, an overbearing fool who prospers, a bitter woman who finally gets a husband, a servant girl who supplants her mistress. There are four things on earth that are small but unusually wise. Ants, they aren't strong, but they store up food all summer. Hyraxes, they aren't powerful, but they make their homes among the rocks. Locusts, they have no king, but they march in formation. Lizards, they are easy to catch, but they are found even in kings' palaces. There are three things that walk with stately stride. No, for that strut about, the lion, king of animals, who won't turn aside for anything, the strutting rooster, the male goat, a king as he leads his army. If you have been a fool by being proud or plotting evil, cover your mouth in shame. As the beating of cream yields butter and striking the nose causes bleeding, so stirring up anger causes quarrels. Once again, that was Proverbs 30 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The Proverbs in this chapter are from Agah. We don't know who he was, but he was likely not from Israel. Agah was very observant about life and nature, and his lists spark reflection and insight. The wisdom of this book is not just from the Israelites. Solomon and others had enough wisdom to gather wisdom from around the world. This doesn't mean that all knowledge is good. Many wish we never had invented the atomic bomb, and some knowledge is only gained for evil intentions. Knowledge must be filtered through the wisdom of God's word. All truth is God's truth. Agah prayed for two things, never to tell a lie and to be either too poor or rich. There is wisdom in this prayer. What Agah wanted was to live a godly life, not an easy life. Too many of us want life to be richer, easier, and more comfortable. We forget that human desire is never satisfied, referenced in chapter 30 verses 15 through 16 and chapter 27 verse 20. Only by wanting less can you have everything you want. Only once you are content can you comprehend that God is all you need. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Do your prayers reflect both dependence on God and contentment? Explain your answer. How can you gain wisdom from many sources, while being wise about what you are learning? How is God's word the highest authority for your learning and truth? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.